Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Another great day today. A mix of sun and clouds and a high temperature of 13 degrees. At night, cloudy with showers and a low of 4 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be another great day to go outside, just like today. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Our man Finn, letting you know, next couple days going to be A-OK. Hello, Zoe Thorne.
Hello. I'm like so happy about that forecast because I can't get enough of already the fantastic weather we've been having this week, and I don't want to jinx it, so I'm just knocking on wood over here.
Did you get a chance to sit outside at all yesterday afternoon?
I didn't really get a chance to sit at all yesterday, to be honest. From the minute I got home, I was just like packing stuff up and
where are you going?
Maybe to the Handsome House eventually in the future, near future. We started to kind of get a jump on things.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's right. You talked about that yesterday with your Christmas decorations. Duh.
Yeah,
I should listen to our show. I really should.
Surprisingly, he doesn't like my wall of things behind me.
Why? That's the most awesome thing ever.
I don't know. People can put in the comments how wrong he is. And I tell him constantly that it's one of the most commented things about my place, other than a couple other sections of my house, that like, that's super cool. I never thought of that. So
I
he thinks it's too busy.
I have to ask.
What?
Does Handsome Man cook?
He does. And because he has the opportunity to stay home more than I do, he ends up cooking for me a lot. Because
well, there goes I had a comeback for you that, you know, think of all the good things that are going to be prepared for you because Zoe loves to cook. But if he's also a cook, then I guess I don't know what to do. That's a tough one.
Yeah, some of it's baking stuff. I'm a pretty big baker. If prices stop going up, so maybe that would be a way to convince him. Do you like coffee cake? Well, I got to keep the board if you want coffee cake. So
I think our podcast is going to be the most dramatic thing on the internet. I congratulations to the Kelsey brothers, by the way, podcast of the year. Good for them. But I think our podcast is going to take a real serious up curve or uptick once you and Handsome Man move in together and you have to sort out him being such a minimalist and you loving things on your wall traced out with chalk.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we were kind of sorting through yesterday, was some stuff to try to get a bit more organized before things start raining down on his minimalist parade. So,
well, if you survive this, then yeah, you guys are destined to be doing great things together. Well, good luck with that. But yes, the weather certainly has cooperated. I got a chance to sit outside yesterday. I enjoyed it so much. I ended up actually falling asleep for a better part of the afternoon.
Nice.
Just as we're recording the show today, something hilarious popped up on my Facebook feed. I got to share it with you. So, do you use the Waze app at all? W-A-Z-E?
I've used it, but I mainly use Google.
Me too, by default. Mm-hmm. I like Waze, and originally Waze was really handy because if police would go through where the police happened to be doing a speed enforcement campaign, they would mark on the Waze app that there's a police officer there. Well, the OPP are just letting us know. I figured this out quite some time ago. I'm sure others did too. But now the OPP are actually posting it. This is from the West region. We have Waze too. So the police will sit there and, you identified where the police speed trap is? We just removed it. And now we're even posting places we're actually not, just to slow you down. They're messing with you on the Waze app.
I love that. That's great, honestly. Like, you know, it had to come around, you know, eventually, and they figure out how to, you know, trick us back. So, yeah, I don't know if you could do that on Google, though. Like, I'm not sure how the reporting on that works. I've never really done it.
Does Google pop up accidents and things like that?
It does, yeah.
Okay. So there's got to be some way for users to be doing that. I've not noticed that on my screen. I don't think I have that option.
Yeah, I definitely had it recently where a radar gun is what the little logo is for a police officer that comes up on Google.
Cute.
And while I was traveling, I see it and I slow down and there actually was one there at that time. So sometimes they're not there. Sometimes they are there. But I've never been able to like click and confirm, like the same way with Waze, you click and confirm that, yes, I saw that person and yes, they're still there sort of thing. So
I just love that the police officers are there. Oh, you see me? No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Yeah, no, you don't. Not the next guy. Not the next guy.
It's like hide and seek 2024.
Yeah. Cat and mouse.
What I do like about the Google one, though, is especially with all the speed enforcement now, the photo radar. Mm-hmm. It lets you know, and it alerts does. You that you are about Entering. To enter a zone. So, yeah, there's not a lot of excuses if you get caught doing that. And it also lets you know where the red light cameras are, too.
Yes. So,
anyway, I thought that was funny from the OPP.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you see us, now you don't. Mm-hmm.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. No two people are the same, nor are their opinions, nor should they be. Having open, honest dialogue is the cornerstone of understanding and respecting individual differences. Creating spaces where everyone feels safe to express their thoughts, share their experiences, as well as listening to others is essential for creating a sense of belonging and mutual respect. This is so empowering. In fact, this can lead to the undoing of prejudices, bridging gaps between differing viewpoints, and strengthening of ties. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Maestro, please.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
I had nothing but really downer news, and then along comes Zoe, and you found the cutest story from this morning on, of all places. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't even say of all places. Reddit is really the go-to place. For eyewitness news especially. So what happened this morning in downtown Ottawa? This is so cool.
So a gentleman, I guess, was going to get a sandwich in the Glebe, and he was like, went to get a sandwich, fell in love instead. Who wouldn't want a big old bucket of puppies?
And if you're watching the video right now, oh my gosh. Yes, please.
Yeah, exactly. Like, of course, I just start trying to walk away with the bucket. So he follows up in the comments because, of course, people are asking, like, where can I get this bucket of puppies?
Yeah. You know?
And so he said, I've already have a sweet dog, so I don't need to come home with one. And now my wife and daughter aren't speaking to me, which I feel is fair. Honestly, if Mr. Handsome walked by a big old bucket of like pit bull puppies and did not bring one home, I would be so offended. I wouldn't talk to him either. So, of course, someone asked him, is the person selling them or bringing them to the vet? Because you said you're near the vet office.
Right.
And he replied saying that he believes they're a breeder and that they were bringing them to the vet. They said most were already spoken for. My kids have been yelling most at me for the past hour.
Most underscore highlight big bold yeah. font.
Most.
I love when we get to start with some fun news. That's cute because here's what I've got. All right. So you remember in Prescott in 2021, there was a really bad railway collision. Mm-hmm. Well, TSB is out with their report. That was caused by an impaired rail traffic controller. Not good news there.
Yeah, I think they were mentioning when I heard that on the news, this AM news this morning when my car randomly turned to it.
Sorry, what? AM?
Yeah, I think my phone didn't connect. And so it just hopped to the first like AM station. Not sure why.
I'm just impressed someone of your generation would know what AM is. That's all.
Of course I do. I'm in
right. Well, fair enough.
So apparently from what it was saying was they don't know obviously when he became impaired, but there is no rule, I guess, that if you get impaired before you start your shift.
What?
Like you can't drink obviously during
on
your
the
shift.
Job. But
there's no rule saying you can't, get drunk and then get in. Yeah,
do
the
a little
train,
more digging on that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That's where that sits. Meanwhile, I'm sure you've seen it on your social media feeds. Beware of motorcycles. Well, I am. I ask motorcyclists to be aware of me too, and you too, Zoe. I'm sure it's we got to share the road.
I'm always double checking my mirrors, so.
Don't know what happened in this case, but already we have news. A motorcycle driver dead after a collision in Rideau Lakes Township. Motorcyclist is someone from Kingston. The accused multiple killer in Barrhaven appearing in court today. So we should hear news on what happened potentially soon.
Potentially, yeah. They might just be talking about.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get too many details today, but the process is underway. So soon we'll start getting. I don't know what we want to see.
My heart and condolences go out to both families of the motorcyclist and anyone that knew the Barhaven family.
Absolutely. The whole community hurting. This whole city's hurting because of that. I mean, that was front page in the U.S. That's how big a story that was.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. We really are kind of one of the safer cities to live in. This stuff doesn't happen, right?
Yeah. Like, so. Well, you may have heard rumors that the LCBO is for sale. The rumors apparently being spread by some union leaders. Premier Ford has stepped up and said he will never, ever, 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 sounding a little bit like Taylor Swift, he will never sell the LCBO. I mean, can you think of a bigger cash cow for the province of Ontario than the LCBO?
Honestly, at this point, no. I thought we all thought the cannabis stores would be doing that, but there's so many of them.
But
like,
guess who licenses the cannabis stores?
The LCBO.
You got it.
Yeah, I think it'll eventually change its name, probably. Maybe that's where the rumors started.
A name change. Ooh.
Possibly. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Look at you starting rumors.
Clearly, we have learned what Doug Ford's favorite Taylor Swift song is, though. Breaking news.
I was searching my brain for a marijuana reference in a Taylor Swift song.
No, it was the never, ever, ever, ever.
I'm tired. The federal government has revealed that back in September, they ordered a national security review of TikTok, of course, in the States yesterday. It went through the House. They have, voted to ban TikTok. The Senate now has to vote on it. And President Biden has said if the Senate passes it, he will sign it as well, so Canada may not be too far behind.
TikTok, let's get posting, people.
And I didn't see too many people upset about that news yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I thought it would be a bit more like uproar about it, but Mr. Hanson was like, get rid of it. We waste so much time on it. So, and I'm like, but then we'll just go to Netflix or something else that we have.
No, he's just giving you a warning that very soon, instead of TikTok time, it's going to be let's organize the kitchen the way I want it time.
No.
And finally, if you're looking for a job, Canadian Armed Forces is hiring, and they have now made it easier for people to join. They have relaxed a ton of entry requirements. So you may want to have a little look-see at that.
Okay. Will do.
There you go. Your Thursday news nuggets.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 8th through Thursday, March 14th. A packed program this week with the Ottawa premiere of 500 Days in the Wild, Perfect Days, Oscar nominee for Best International Feature. Our John Carpenter Film Fest continues with the 4K restoration of Escape from New York, the reprise presentation of One from the Heart, the little scene 1981 Francis Ford Coppola classic, the 170th screening of The Room, Saturday Night Cinema, our Free for Members, Members Only Secret Late Late Movie presentation, March break screenings of The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both Oscar nominees for Best Animated Feature, and our live stream presentation of the Academy Awards. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theatre podcast available from your favorite podcast app.
Hey, do you find traffic lights unbelievably confusing these days? Because we have our traditional green light for go, yellow slow down because it's going to be red in a sec, and then red for stop. And then they've gone and added special lights for OC transpose, which I don't remember seeing any notification to the public as to what those traffic lights actually meant. I find them really confusing.
You mean the one with the white line?
Yeah. I didn't know what those were.
It just means that they can go through the intersection before traffic.
I realize that now, but for the longest time, I'm like, I'm watching OC Transpose going through the red lights. And people are like, look a little closer, stupid.
I've had a few people like also honk at me when it clearly says no right turn on a red between 7 and 7. It's just like, I'm ready to the point where I'm like, I'm going to open my sunroof and point at the
you
sign
need. I have a programmable LED sign that you can put in the back of your window. That's what you need. I only wish the only drawback to it is you need to type the message on like a little remote control. It's very 1985.
Which is not hands-free. So
right. If I could dictate it and tell you to piss up a rope, I would. Of course, we also have OC Transpo lights. Well, researchers from North Carolina State University are suggesting that it is time, we're talking the three-light traffic light that we're all used to, the green, the red, the yellow. It's time for a fourth color on those signal lights. And here's why. You know those autonomous self-driving vehicles?
Yeah.
Apparently they don't see green very well, so they sit there for a little while they try and sort out whether or not that's a green light. They do respond very well to white light. So, to decrease
delays... They'll be going
to
the intersection with the OC Transpo buses. It's like, wait, where's my car going?
And this is why I say, nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne.
Or what about the walking? The walking symbol technically is white too, so it just starts driving through pedestrians.
Oh God!
It's National Ask a Question Day, and I'm just gonna move over because Milky has something to tell all of you guys. So I'm just gonna back up slowly here. Don't mind me.
I mean, this is an audience participation show, right? And you get the whole, you know, local news being canceled left, right, and center. And that was kind of the opportunity that you and I talked about. Like, we saw it clear as day. Zoe and John decided, yes, let's get unabashedly local. So when we see a day like Ask a Question Day, we kind of feel like we're going to be overwhelmed with that. That's a slam dunk. So over an hour ago, I posted it on Facebook. We got two questions. Two.
Okay. Well, maybe next time we'll just post it a bit earlier. I know you do post quite a bit, so maybe it just got lost in the shuffle. Or
it's lost in the smut.
I'm thinking very slim chance on this one. People are being good employees today and staying off of Facebook. But
oh,
I said slim
on.
Chance. Slim chance on that one.
You know that's not happening. I guess they just know everything about everything and they don't need to ask questions anymore. And also, and another thing.
Oh, okay.
Why is my voice doing this? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who does that sound like? That sounds like...
Oh, God.
In the Fat Boy Slim... No, in the Fat Boy Slim video... Christopher Walken.
I was getting more like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, kind of. Why, when it's National Questions Day, do we not get questions? Yeah, okay, I see it. Julie wants to know, besides radio, I think we've had this question before.
I don't know. Just tell me.
I'm adding another complaint to the list. Y'all are not coming up with very original questions. Zoe's sitting there like shaking her head. Old man, John. Besides radio, what hobbies do you like to do, Zoe?
I would definitely say sports and baking.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Until Mr. Hanson takes your pots and pans away because you can't hang them on the wall.
Well, he's not taking them away. He just said I'm not allowed to hang them on the wall because he thinks it's too busy. And I told him we can unbusy it a bit, but we'll get there. We'll get there. It's besides the point. Besides the point. What about you? What about?
God, I'm so wrapped up in radio.
Photography?
Yeah, that's fair. Although, I don't get a chance to do nearly as much photography as I used to do. I used to be so heavy into photography. Now the cameras just sit there. They just sit there taunting me. John, you ever going to play with us?
I think that's like any hobby. Like, you know, I haven't been able to bake since the price of literally everything has skyrocketed through the roof. Like, it comes and goes, and it's there for when you need it, and it's not for when you're too busy. So I think it's not a bad thing to be busy. But of course, yeah, maybe just trying to get back into it more this summer and re-spark that joy.
I hope. I really, really hope if I can. Mm-hmm. I just need more. I need more of me. I need to have like 10 of me to do all the things that I need to do in my everyday. But yeah.
Don't we all, sister? Don't we all?
Thank you, Zoe. You're right. Photography. If I was more organized, I would be hardcore into photography again, big time. You want to shoot with me? Do get in touch. That would probably be the inspiration I need to get back behind the camera. All right. Tara wants to know. These are the hard hitting questions from the residents of Ottawa on Yow, your Ottawa webcast. When are we all meeting in Kempville at JJ's for lunch or dinner, Zoe?
First off, love you, Tara. Thanks for answering the questions.
Yes, thank you.
Answering the question with a question. Kempville, yeah. I think we just got to figure out a date to get everyone together from the team, but I'm sure it'll be
everyone together
soon.
From the team. So Zoe and I.
No, we got to get Keith involved and
and Tara.
Yeah, well, Tara and then Finn.
All right.
Our family's bigger than you think.
We're running out of room in the truck for all of these.
Well, you didn't have to drive us. We all have cars. Like, come on.
That's wasteful. Anyway, we don't know, Tara, but we do have to find the time to do that. What else is there to do in Kempville? Because if we're going to do that road trip, let's find other things to do. I know that there's a really cool guitar place.
I think there might be a shooting range out there, which I'd be kind of interested to check out.
Really?
Or near there. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Yeah, ski shooting. I've always wanted to do that. I'm more of like a target shooter. I don't want to hurt animals. Like,
No.
I get it. I put some holes in a target for sure.
I just have no desire to shoot again. None whatsoever.
I think I'm going to like it too much.
And this is how she gets to actually hang things on the wall in the new kitchen.
Right? Never.
I've been practicing. I hit a bullseye. Well, we got the show done. I've been a little distracted today. I must apologize. About 25 minutes before the show, I got a notification on my phone. I always get a notification on my phone whenever there's a credit card transaction. My card has been compromised. And the weird thing about that is I don't go anywhere. Like,
I'm so sorry. That's horrible. It's a scary experience to go through, very nerve-wracking, and sometimes the bank does not make it very easy to get that money back. So I'm sorry to hear that.
Have you had that happen to you in the past?
Yes, I have. It was small charges over several months and I didn't notice it, but it was from like something Muscle Magazine was like the name that came up on it.
Well, and you so being in the fitness industry too, that wouldn't be something that they would flag necessarily, right?
I forget exactly what it said, but when I reached out to RBC, they were like, well, are you sure you aren't subscribing to this Muscle Magazine? I'm like, yes, I think I'm pretty sure I would remember if I subscribed to this Muscle. It was like Muscle Mania, whatever, but it was so funny. I was like, obviously not.
My card was used today for cash advances, for betting.
Card
didn't flag that. I don't ever bet like on anything. I buy a lottery ticket occasionally, but anyway. But in the time, so I got the notification. I got my card capped. $500 is the max for any transaction unless I pre-authorize, right? So I got a notification. $500 for this betting site. I'm like, that ain't right. Ran upstairs to call the bank right away. By the time I got to the top of the stairs, they had taken another $500.
Oh.
And by the time I was through the phone call, which is a nightmare in and of itself, thing one, it's voice automated, and if you even cough, it stops what it's doing. So if you've gotten, let's say, 3 or 4 steps down the road and then you cough, it didn't understand the question, takes you back to the beginning. So no heavy breathing to the bank. Okay. Then you got to answer a series of security questions. Anyway, by the time they got through all of that, they finally shut the card down, and there were 2 other attempts while I was on the phone with the bank. Crazy.
Oh my gosh. These greedy little buggers.
They really
my
are.
Goodness.
Anyway, the bank covers that, thankfully. That's why we pay what we pay for interest rates, etc. But anyway, taken care of. Somebody's out there having a good time with my money, so enjoy yourself. Maybe get a real job while you're at it. Anyway, that's
I hope the bank catches you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You poopy head.
Yeah. Get him. Get him, boys. Get him.
You know what I'm especially upset about?
What?
I'm not upset about the time that it took. Like, now I got to go through and like anything that I've set the credit card up for.
Yeah.
I now have to go. That's the pain in the ass. I'm most upset because I have the credit card memorized. I have the number memorized.
Oh, no.
Now I have to let that go.
I realized the same thing. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to have to eventually memorize a new postal code. I'm like, yeah, I've had this one down for 4 years.
We made it through the day. Thank you for tuning in. It's yowshow.ca, your Ottawa webcast.
And if you like what you heard, please, please, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.